Lake Effect continues now on 89.7 WUWM. I'm Audrey Nowakowski. On April 14th, the Emory Global Health Institute launched a contest for authors to write a children's book to explain COVID-19. The catch? Well, they only had about a couple weeks to do it. Wisconsin children's book author Laura Heiler was working on a different project when she heard about the contest, but decided to turn a story around in just 10 days. Our bodies stay home, our imagination runs free, follows 7-year-old Maya as she navigates life during the coronavirus pandemic. The book is intended to help children understand how they can cope, help, and find joy in this new normal. Heiler joins me now and starts by explaining what inspired her to take on this project.
So I, like everyone else, really struggling with the changes to my life caused by coronavirus. And then, of course, as a children's book author, started thinking about how children must be impacted by this when suddenly they didn't have, you know, classroom setting, they didn't have play dates, they didn't have time with their extended family members. So I became aware of a challenge created by the Emory Global Health Institute out of Atlanta, and they were encouraging authors to write a book that would help children cope, and there was a 2-week period for us to write our books.
And what did you initially think of that challenge? Was it a welcome challenge or somewhat intimidating?
Well, I have a traditional publisher and I have a 3-book contract for a middle grade series. The first book debuted in March of 2018 called The Stupendous Adventures of Mighty Marty Hayes. I was in the middle of writing book 2 when I became aware of the Emory Global Health Institute challenge and basically said, wow, I don't have time to do this. And then there were about 10 days remaining in the challenge when I decided to jump in. So I contacted my publisher. I contacted my illustrator, who is based in Barbados, and we all decided to go for it. So the challenge was undertaken.
So tell us why you wanted to center this story around Maya and her family. Did this character and her world come pretty quickly and naturally to you?
It came pretty quickly. I was definitely paying attention to the changes in my neighborhood. I live in a beautiful wooded subdivision in Glendale, Wisconsin, and was listening to how the children around me were coping. So lots of different ages, and I could still hear lots of laughter. And then I would have chats with some of the older kids, middle school, high school, and they were really talking about some of the challenges with the online studying and not seeing an end in sight. They didn't know when they would get back into the classroom. So I decided to create a story of fiction, but still adhering to the safety measures that we were all following, are still all following. And I came up with 7-year-old Maya, her 10-year-old brother Brian. The parents are working from home, and then they're separated physically from the grandparents, but they are very much still part of their lives, and they're dealing with them, talking to them via video chat. So I was hoping to create a realistic situation about what a family may be dealing with, but yet really trying to have fun with it as well.
Just as you mentioned, those images of living at home constantly surrounded by your family of all ages, virtual learning and the struggles that come with that, to Maya still trying to have a meaningful birthday party coming up. Do you think these key images will be ingrained in our brains when people look back and ask, what was the coronavirus like?
Yeah, one thing that jumped out at me as I walked around my own neighborhood, as I talked to children, was, and many of us have seen this, you take walks and you see the chalk art, and people are putting together very uplifting messages. So I sort of did a take on that, played with that a little bit, and came up with a unique take on it. But it was really much thinking in terms of the kind of advice that we would have gotten from Mr. Rogers at this time, and that would have been to look to the helpers. And in my mind, I was thinking the children are very much our helpers as we go through the pandemic, because they are still having a sense of play, a lot of ingenuity as far as how they're approaching it. And I really took a lot of comfort from, you know, hearing the children's laughter in my neighborhood, seeing them keeping their day going and still just kind of getting through it. And then, of course, with the warmer weather, they are getting even more creative in their play while still social distancing. And it's just a beautiful thing to see.
Yeah, and what message did you want to convey to young children dealing with the ups and downs of suddenly living a different lifestyle as we are adjusting to the pandemic?
What I think has been fearful for children has the sense that it's out of their control, right? So they hear about the pandemic, they see the impact that it has on their family. If their family is, you know, struggling to just maintain some sort of schedule when mom and dad are working from home, or one parent is working from home, and then the parents also need to assist with online schooling, the kids are hearing the stress in their parents' voices. They're sensing the frustration, and they're feeling like there's nothing they can do. But when they are taught the proper safety measures and they're taught that they are helping to eradicate the virus, that gives them a real sense of empowerment. And it also leads to them seeing an end in sight, knowing that a vaccine is coming, knowing that school will resume one day in person again, and really starting to flourish, I think, with some of the online opportunities that have been out there. I've shared resources on my website to really let kids know that there's a lot that they can do. They can still visit places around the world like zoos and listen to authors reading their books and do a lot of things that otherwise they probably would not have thought of getting fully engaged in when they were on their regular schedule. So the key has been to really equip the kids with information so that they can flourish during this time.
You wanted to reach kids that are about anywhere from 6 to 10 years old with this book. And you were kind of touching upon kids' special outlook during this period. So, and to me, it kind of shows a resiliency, you know, so are we also highlighting the resiliency that kids can hold and that you could express through the character Maya?
Oh, very much so. I think, we really have to listen to kids during this time, and we may be surprised what we hear, because the kids are really asking questions based on their age level, really figuring out what they can do. And then once they feel like their questions have been answered, they're ready to go. So one of the activities that I have going on in the book is I have Maya listening to what she and her brother need to do around the house. So they need to help with disinfecting, for example. And then she comes up with an idea that the family can make masks for the community and for the neighborhood. And it really gives kids a sense of, you know, we're all in this together and we can all make this situation better if we all pitch in. And so we very much have that going on. And you can imagine a 7-year-old, how she's viewing this. But like I said, there's a lot of fun and laughter. She and her brother have a good time spending time together. They're on the various video chats with friends and family and coming up with creative things like, let's eat ice cream while we're talking to our grandparents. And then she is turning 8. So there's a bit of a surprise at the end of the book as to how the family decides to handle her birthday party. And so, you know, we're really just talking about, yes, kids are very resilient, and it's a matter of letting them really make some choices about how they're going to go through their day.
And not only make some choices, but acknowledging that it's okay to feel the ups and downs of this too.
Very much so. Yeah, I do deal with 1 or 2 meltdowns in the book. So a 7-year-old is going to have that. Sometimes a 10-year-old would have a meltdown as well. But it comes from a sense of frustration and they're feeling uncomfortable. And that's where that usually comes from. So again, there's a lot of reassurance that comes from both parents and her older brother. And I think that this book will be very relatable for kids who have felt some of the fear associated with the coronavirus, but also seeing just tons of signs of hope throughout the book.
On that note of families, not just here in the greater Milwaukee area, but around the world, sitting down and sharing this story together, how do you hope your book will play a part in helping kids in the future understand this moment in history, but also kids and parents get together and know how each other's feeling or to work through this together?
Yeah, I think that I'm hearing comments from adults, certainly, about how they've had time for reflection and how they were able to find some real upsides associated with spending a lot more time around their immediate family. And so I think kids are probably experiencing that as well. So I think we're seeing that probably the stress level of the family has reduced over time, and the kids are seeing that there were some really positive outcome. So yeah, I think they will walk away after reading this book feeling very uplifted and really taking some positive measures into their future lives as they experience the new normal.
Laura Heiler is an author from Milwaukee. Her recent coronavirus book for children, Our Bodies Stay Home, Our Imagination Runs Free, is out now.